like he had a cistern. Did you have a cistern in that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, how'd you get the water off of it? The water would come off out of it.
Yeah, it would go into the cistern. They had this all around the roof.
You know? Now, what'd
you
that gutter and so on?
Yeah, yeah, they gutter. That would catch all the water from the roof and put it in the cistern.
Yes.
And most of those old cistern was made on a brick foundation with cypress. And they'd hold, I guess, a couple, 3,000 gallons of water. They would use.
And y'all drank it too?
Of course, no.
But
it was much.
You couldn't do it today, I suspect.
Well, no, that would kill you today. In them days, you'd get fat. Because the water from the ground wasn't as pure and as bacteria-free as the well water, you see. This is very low country.
Mm-hmm.
And you could dig 15, 20 feet, and you had all the water you want. But it was pretty much contaminated, you see, with bacteria. So you would drink the water from the cistern, and you'd use the well water for the animals and for washing and cooking and whatnot, because taking a bath and you conserve the cistern water for drinking and washing your hair and taking a bath, because it would lather well. No minerals. Rain water contains no minerals.
Yeah.
It'll lather like it. And you'd wash the white clothes in there. They'd use that to wash your white shirt, you know. The finer clothes, you know.
Your mother, would she do, like when she had when she was sweeping, would she use a what?
Oh, well, they had brooms.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, would they get the sage for it, you know, that sort of thing?
Well, those sage days were just about over when I was.
Yeah.
It was regular broom stuff. Yeah.
Okay. And when she did the wash, what did she carry on? She carried in clothes, carried out to the liner.
Oh, they had those regular handmade woven baskets.
Uh-huh.
On that effect, yeah. That was made with white oak.
Yeah. Oh. Can you tell me a little about the buildings on the farm, Mr. Gilbo? In other words...
Well, every farm in those days, in our part of the country, had a sizable barn, which was made pretty much with all hand-hewn and wooden tanks, a few square nails, shingle roofs.
The barn?
But the shingles were not the shingles you'd see today. They were made with an axe, you know, a hatchet, with cypress. Shingles were about 2 feet long.
Round them out?
And 6 inches wide. Just take that good old cypress log and cut it about that high and slice the shingle.
Did you do that?
My daddy would do it, I'd watch him, you know. The fence were made out of same material.
How do you keep that axe sharp?
Man, they'd grind it on a grindstone. Big one. The old grindstone was about 2 feet in diameter.
And his
sharp as a razor.
Yeah. His pocket knife, he'd probably keep it.
Oh, yeah.
Cut the hair off your arm, it's funny.
If he couldn't shave it, he wouldn't put it in his pocket.
Yeah. Okay, and he would have what sharpen that on?
Well, they would sharpen it on the grindstone and then they'd use a leather strap to give it the...
Yeah, like the razor.
Finishing touch, yeah. The razor effect. I used to shave with a straight razor.
You did? Mm-hmm. Had a leather strap?
Oh,
you probably used that leather strap a little more than...
Oh, you tan a high too, with that.
Give you a...
That was the convincer.
Give you a good what with it? Say you're giving you a...
Give you a good licking with it.
Licking.
Papa didn't ask you to do something. He told you, go get me a glass of water, go get some wood, or...
Run.
Go get the car. You go.
Yeah.
No ifs, ands, or buts.
Yes.
And he didn't say no, sir. He said, yes, daddy. Better not. If he told you something, you better answer. So you understood what you were going to do.